Catherine, how in the world did we drag you up early, so early this morning?
Well, we're certainly talking about an important issue, childhood obesity, and thank you so much for having me.
Well, I appreciate you being with us. As we mentioned, Catherine Knoll is with Healthy Kids, Healthy Michigan. She's the steering committee chair and senior director of advocacy for the American Heart Association. Healthy Kids, Healthy Michigan is a coalition that's dedicated to fighting childhood obesity in Michigan. How big a problem is that, Catherine?
Well, it is really an issue because we have a generation of kids who some experts predict may not outlive the amount that their parents lived, and they may have a shorter life expectancy than their parents. So it's a real concern, and it has increased. Childhood obesity has increased fivefold in the last 35 years.
When we talk about this, we've talked about this here on the program before, and people have said, you know, Tony, we don't want Michelle Obama and government getting involved with how we treat our kids and how we live and how our kids live. That is too intrusive. How would you address that?
Well, really what Healthy Kids, Healthy Michigan is about is advocating for environmental change so that we have environments where healthy choices are available when kids make that choice. So certainly we encourage parents to work with their children on what's appropriate to eat or how much physical activity to get. But we also want to ensure when the child is out in the community, there's a safe place to play. When they are at school, they are learning the skills needed through physical education, and they have healthy school lunches. So that they can make some healthy decisions as well.
Healthy Kids, Healthy Michigan, along with Catherine and some other folks, will be testifying at the House Health Policy Committee hearing tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Talk about that.
Well, we're really going to be educating lawmakers on what Healthy Kids, Healthy Michigan is doing. We've had some great successes as the coalition. One example is in the area of complete streets. Another is working with grocers to get into food desert areas. So we want to talk about some of those successes, but we also want to talk about some of the things that are left to do. Again, you know, we want to ensure that kids understand when they leave school the skills that they need to be healthy and active for a lifetime.
Do you receive funding from the state?
We do not receive funding from the state. We have 120 organizations that are involved in Healthy Kids, Healthy Michigan who view this as an important issue. And we have steering committee members that have each contributed $5,000 towards this issue. But really, you know, their organizations are so committed. They bring resources to the table. And, you know, through that, we're able to do our work.
Catherine, as compared to other states, where does Michigan stand in the health of our kids?
Well, Michigan certainly does not have any bragging rights when it comes to childhood obesity. You know, we are one of the states that, you know, certainly needs to address this issue because we have such issues with it. We have 30% of Michigan youth that are overweight or obese, and so it's time to turn the tide.
You know what's interesting about this? We we think about physical education with kids and trying to keep them healthy. Where my kids go to school, they only have gym twice a day, yet my second grader has three times to play, once at lunch and two recesses. The fourth grader has a recess and a lunchtime where he can play. And I always thought, well, geez, if you're giving them recesses to play, wouldn't it make sense that gym's an important time, not only to learn healthy, to make healthy choices, to get in better shape, but to burn off some of that excess energy they have?
Well, absolutely. And I think both physical education and recess and other opportunities throughout the school day provide that. One thing we're trying to do with physical education is ensure that people aren't afraid to be active. I think people think of physical education that maybe you and I had playing dodgeball, that type of thing. But we're really talking about introducing kids to things like yoga or even golf as they get older, things that they might be able to do to be physically active throughout their life. They're not necessarily going to do a pickup game of football as they get older. So we want to ensure they have other games and other things that they can do to be physically active.
All right, Catherine, before we let you go, if people want more information about Healthy Kids, Healthy Michigan, where do they go?
www.healthykidshealthymich.com.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.